It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad we're together again. I have some powdered paints and brushes that I brought with me today. I want to take these paints to the kitchen and mix them with some water. Then we'll come back to this easel after that. Hi, fish. Need something to mix them with. Here. Some plastic things. Now I have red and blue. I'll do the red first. See, it's just powder in here. Powder paint. And you put the powder and mix it with some water. And the powder and the water together turn into paint. That should be just about right. Okay, now some blue. You see how that's just powder. And we'll mix it with some water. It's a little too thin. We'll need more powder. Yeah, that's just about right. Okay, we have our red paint and our blue paint. We need some paper. Yeah, here's what we got. Here's this paper. Come along. Oh, before we paint, I want you to see these pictures here put up a little earlier. Take a look at this one. Close look. What's that look like to you? That could be almost anything you want to think of, couldn't it? Now here's a painting that someone did of some houses. And I wanted you to see some different paintings of houses. Now here's another. See, the house is here, and this one's a reflection in the water. Looks upside down, doesn't it? But that's the house with the tree beside it and the reflection in the water. Now, these are some houses painted by another person. See, different people paint houses in different ways. And there is another painting by another person of a house or a barn on the farm. We'll make our own painting now. Everybody's different, so everybody paints differently. This is a place for the paint. This is a kind of an easel that you sometimes find in schools, because one person can paint on one side, another person can paint on the other side. I think I'll just paint some jabs. See all this? I'll take some of the blue. See? Those jabs under there now, can hardly see them. But you and I know that they're there. Sure. I know some people who paint paintings and draw pictures to help them feel better when they're feeling angry. Do you ever do that? What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag and see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. What a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man. Absolutely. Some people stomp around, some people run out and see how fast they can go. Other people paint pictures. Sure. What do you do when you're feeling angry to help you feel better about it? I have a very funny film that I'd like to show you. We'll come back to that in a little bit. This is a film of a man who makes a huge painting. Very, very big. He just throws the canvas down in the mud and then just throws paint on it. I don't think he's angry. He may be. I think he's just doing it for fun. I'll show it to you. Okay? Put it on picture-picture and see the man making the big mural painting outside. Thank you. I think everybody around there thought that was kind of funny. That's something that you couldn't do inside. Oh, no. That's the kind of painting you'd have to do outside, if you did it at all. Did you think that that was a pretty painting or an ugly painting? Do you ever paint things that look ugly to you? Well, you don't have to paint pretty things all the time, you know. No, sometimes your angry feelings, when you have them, make you want to paint something that looks ugly to you. But you know something that I found funny? Sometimes the paintings that you paint when you're angry turn out to even look good when they're finished. Isn't that funny? You know, the red and the blue together make a purple color. That reminds me of the neighborhood of make-believe. That's another thing people can do with their feelings, make up stories. Sure, let's get the trolley. Neighborhood of make-believe and purple panda. Remember yesterday? We pretended that there were no birthdays at all on planet Purple. So, Purple Panda was sad. Let's just make believe now that he's meeting the trolley in the neighborhood of make believe, okay? Trolley, we're going to have some make believe now.
I don't have a birthday. I don't have a birthday. I don't have a birthday. I never ever had a birthday. And I probably never will. People here are lucky. Not everything is purple here. People have lots of colors here. And people have birthdays here. Hello, Mrs. Platypus. I did not know you were an artist.
Oh, yes, dear. I love to paint. Of course, I'm a messy painter, but that's part of the fun of it.
There is only one color on planet Purple.
So I understand. I guess you just make purple paintings there.
Purple paintings and no birthdays.
What did you say, dear?
Oh, nothing.
Well, this is a present for Daniel Tiger. He's having a birthday on Friday, you know.
It is very nice.
I'll make you a painting for your birthday. When is your birthday, Pam?
I don't have a birthday.
You don't have a birthday? Why not?
Nobody on planet Purple has a birthday.
Why, I never heard of such a thing. No birthday at all?
I don't have a birthday. I don't have a birthday. I never, ever had one.
Why, that's a strange thing.
When did you say yours was?
Mine is the 23rd of April.
Well, you see, everybody has one.
And you know, there's a song that I like to sing regardless of whose birthday it is.
Oh, which one is that?
Today is a very special day.
Oh, I like that one too.
A very, very, very special day. A very, 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 very special day.
Special day. Birthdays really are special days, aren't they?
Right, you are. But you say now Panda doesn't have a birthday?
Not at all. And he's really so sad about it.
Well, I don't know if there's anything we can do about that, Daniel.
What do you mean?
You see, either you have one or you don't have one.
Oh, there's Pan now.
I don't have a birthday.
No.
But Panda, you can help us celebrate Daniel's birthday.
I never, ever, ever had a birthday?
You see, he just comes and he says, I never had a birthday ever, ever. See how sad he is?
Yes, he just comes and goes.
I know. Well, you know what I'd like?
What's that?
I'd like to have an extra birthday so I could give one to Panda.
Nobody has two birthdays, Daniel. What else would you like?
Oh, a ride on the king's plane, I guess.
Well, he says anybody can have a ride on his plane.
Oh, you mean anybody at all, whether you have a birthday or not?
Oh, sure. Sure, you can have a ride.
Oh, I could have a ride even if I didn't have a birthday. I've decided something.
What have you decided?
You will see, Mr. Clemens. Panda! Purple Panda! There he is.
Did you want me?
Yes. Purple Panda, I am going to give you something.
A birthday?
That's right.
A real birthday?
That's right, a real birthday I'm going to give you.
But Daniel, how can you?
I'm going to give Panda my birthday.
You mean Friday is my birthday now?
That's right. It'll be your birthday, and I'm giving it to you. And we'll tell the people that it's yours.
But I never heard of such a birthday.
I have a birthday. I have a birthday.
I have a birthday.
I have a birthday.
Daniel gave me his birthday. I have a birthday.
Wonder how Daniel will feel about giving away his birthday. Of course, you can't give away your birthday in the real world. No, you couldn't give away your birthday. I couldn't give away my birthday. We wouldn't need to, because everybody in the real world has a birthday. Even though sometimes it seems like a long time to wait for your birthday to come. I know my birthday's March 20th, and when I was little, oh, it would be in May or June, I'd think, isn't my birthday ever going to come again? Isn't March 20th ever going to come again? But it's true, everybody does have a birthday. Everybody does have a name. Everybody has a history. You know, a story about your life is your history. Sure, you do. You were born a baby, and then you grew. And you grew, and you grew, and you grew, and you grew. And now you can do what a baby couldn't do. Your story is your history. Everybody has a history. Everybody has a name. Everybody has a story. No one's story's exactly the same as anyone else's. Because you see, in the beginning, I was born a baby, and then I grew, and I grew, and I grew, and I grew, and I grew. And now I can do what a baby couldn't do. My story is my history. My story is my history. Sure, when I was a baby, I couldn't make a painting, even like this. Yeah, but now I can. There's somebody at the door. Oh, it's Marlon Barnett. Hi, Marlon.
Hi, Fred.
How are you?
Okay, and you?
Grand, thanks. I'm glad to see you.
Oh, I'm glad to see you again.
You remember my television friend?
Yes, I do. I had a free period, so I thought you might like to do some other exercises.
Sure I would. Should we do them in here?
Well, let's go outside.
Okay. I remember some of those that you showed us last time.
Right. Last time we were working on the small bones. Like the ones you find in your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were bending, pulling, and stretching the muscles on those bones.
Yeah, this
one. Doing an exercise like this, right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and 3, 4. That's one I do every day.
That's one you could do even sitting down.
Right, you can do it sitting down or just as soon as you get up, if you're sitting in the bed or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we were talking about the large bones, you know, the
oh,
large,
yeah,
long ones, like the legs and the arms.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been working on arm circles or rotations.
I remember.
We're doing 1, 2, 3, 4, then back, 2, 3, 4, and forward, 2, 3, 4, back, 2, 3, 4, now real large, 2, 3, 4, and back, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, and stop.
Boy, I can really feel that back
here. Can't you feel that?
It makes me feel as if I want to stand up straighter
than
ever.
Right, it makes you feel healthy all over.
Mm, yeah. Whichever ones you can do, do them while we're doing them together, all right?
You know, Fred, I have an exercise we can do using the small short bones and the large long bones all in one movement.
What is it?
It's a little tricky now. You have to watch.
All right.
Okay, it's like climbing a mountain. You climb, stretch with your fingers and pulling. 2, 3, 4, and reach and stretch down. 2, 3, 4, and you bounce. 2, 3, 4. This is tricky. You sit. Then you stand. And you stretch all the way up. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Stretch down. 2, 3, 4. Bounce. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now sit. Now stand. Stretch all the way up. Do you like that?
That's a tough one.
Right. It really moves the muscles on your arms, your legs, your back, your side, even the muscles in your neck.
You're a great teacher.
Oh,
you know
thank
that?
Thank you. Oh, kind of think about that. I have a class.
Do you?
I better hurry back.
Boy, your visits are short here. Come again,
I'll
will
see you?
You
again.
And we'll keep practicing these.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Whatever you can do, try with us. And if there's certain things that you can't do, make up your own. Hey, Mr. McFeely. Here I am with my arms up in the air.
And here I am with your speedy delivery.
Oh, thank you. The sound effects record. I need that for tomorrow. Would you try something with me?
Well, all right, if you can show me.
Now, just pretend that you're climbing a mountain
climbing
with your hands. Stretch. Stretch your fingers. That's it. Stretch them way up.
Alrighty.
Marlon Barnett showed me how to do this. Now stretch them out like that.
All right.
And bend over. Way down.
Down.
See if I remember now.
All right.
Then go bounce.
Bounce.
2, 3, 4. Now watch this part. Now bend your legs as you go this way. That's it. And then down. And then bring them
up the mountain.
That's it. There you go.
Well, that certainly stretches
exercise.
Your muscles, doesn't
sure
it?
Sure does. Feel good?
Certainly does. I have an exercise also.
Well, I remember your sitting still exercise. Are you still doing that?
Practice almost every day.
Well, let's do it inside together,
all
okay?
All righty.
I could use a sitting still exercise.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Right in.
You too.
Well, I guess we can use the bench right here.
Sure.
And
I was making a painting earlier.
Okay. Now, this is a very simple exercise. When I go home after a speedy delivery day, I go to my easy chair and just relax and just take it easy.
Try this one. This is called a sitting still exercise. Breathe deeply.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about when you sit there?
Well, sometimes I think of my grandchildren, and other times I think of Betsy, and other times I think of my friends in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's a great kind of an exercise.
Well, it certainly relaxes me. You know, sometimes I'm in a hurry, and this just helps me out at the end of a day.
Sure. A little quiet time.
A little quiet. That's some of the best time, you know.
Sure is. Mr. McFeely and Mr. Rogers having a little quiet time with you.
Well, that was some quiet time. Now I have some speedy delivery time. I have one more delivery to make, so
oh,
I just think I'll speedy delivery off and then go home and have some more quiet time. All righty?
Well, give Mrs. McFeely my best
I'll
when you get there.
I'll do that.
And thank you for this.
You are quite welcome.
You'll send me the bill for the delivery.
I'll send the bill to you in the mail. And thank you for the quiet time, and good day to you. Speedy
thank
delivery.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll play some of these tomorrow. These are just sounds, different sounds on record. Let's take this to the kitchen. That was nice, wasn't it? I'll let these just sit here and soak a bit, and then I'll come back later and get them. But I borrowed this powdered paint from a school, so I want to take that back to them. Yeah. We've done a lot together today, you and I. I wonder if that'll stay like that. Tomorrow we'll think more about Daniel's feelings about giving away his birthday. I like to think that we'll be together again tomorrow. Gives me a good feeling to know that we're friends. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.